Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth of Pray Every Day. I'm so glad that you have decided to listen to this podcast. What a blessing that is to me. But I also pray truly that this podcast would be a blessing to you, that it would cause you to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus. It would give you words to pray that maybe you haven't figured that you could pray before. I pray that the scripture would just come alive to you as we read it out loud, that the Holy Spirit would invigorate that scripture and cause it every single day to just rest inside of your heart. So today we're reading from Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, verses 11 and 12 in the New American Standard Version. It says this: "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Mind if I pray for you? Oh, dear Jesus, I'm so thankful for these verses today, because I know that folks listening today have experienced this and it's breaking their hearts. And Lord, insults are hard. Persecution is hard. Falsely saying all kinds of evil against you is hard. But you have contrasted that language with rejoice and be glad and the word reward. Your reward in heaven is great. And so, Lord, help us to shift our focus from persecute, insult, saying all kinds of evil, to rejoice and be glad and reward. Shift our focus away from the pain and toward the reward. We desperately need to know that you see us when people insult us, that you see us when we're being persecuted, that you know that folks are saying all sorts of kinds of evil against us. Lord, thank you that you hold our reputations in the palm of your hand, and we do not need to spend time, and I've prayed this before, but we do not need to spend time micromanaging our reputations in fear and insecurity, worried about what everybody else thinks about us. That is futile, Lord. It is tiring, and I have spent years of my life, unfortunately, and as a confession, years of my life worrying about what every single human thought of me. I somehow thought that I would be happy if every single person I knew was happy with me. And so if one wasn't, then everything crumbled down around me. And so, Lord, forgive me for that, because really the truth is, it only really matters what you think of me. It only really matters that our relationship is right. It only really matters ultimately in terms of my soul what you think. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to apologize when I'm wrong, and it doesn't mean that I'm not going to look for reconciliation from folks who have hurt me in the past. That's not it at all. It just means that ultimately who I am is not based on what others have said. It's based on what you have said. And so, Lord, I pray for that settledness today. I pray for a leaning in to our security in you instead of giving in to the insecurity of what other people think. Such a hard thing to do, such a mature shift, but we need it, Lord. And we need your instruction, and we need your help. We need your wisdom on how to do that. Lord, I pray for those who are being persecuted today. Some folks have evil enemies in their lives who just spend their lives saying false things and spew out hatred about them, and that is just painful. And so, Lord, would you stop the mouths of those folks saying those things? Would they hear from you today, Lord? Would you show the person who's being persecuted and hurt that you see them, that you are taking care of everything? Help us to understand that you are truly the God of justice and that you see all things. You are omniscient, you're all-knowing, and you are also the El Roy, the God who sees. So help us to rest in your embrace today. Help us to realize that we will be having great reward based on how well we endure persecution by others, how well we endure the strife of what other people have said against us, how we bless and don't curse, to bless and love those who are hurting us. So teach us how to do that. We cannot do that in ourselves. Our human inclination, our sin nature is such that we want to retaliate and we want to puff up and we want to make sure that everyone knows our side of the story and we want to gossip. And Lord, that is not what the Spirit inside us would teach us to do. So I pray your Spirit would invigorate us and give us the power today to turn the other cheek, to speak when we're supposed to speak, but be silent when we're supposed to be silent, and to entrust our hearts and our lives to you. And I just thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you that you showed us how to do that as you walk this earth. I pray this all in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much today for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are in that place of persecution, let Jesus know he understands what it feels like. He empathizes with you and he can walk with you as you endure it and find out winsome ways to walk through it. Take courage, my friend. You are not alone and he sees you.